I'm here with Peter Mulcastle following Northall Atherton's 4-2 defeat today against Chesterley Street. What did you make of the performance, Pete?
First half we're diabolical, and second half we improved quite a bit, but gave a sloppy goal away. We get back to 3-2, and then the guy who's been our most consistent player all year gives the ball away in the end of the box. The lad takes it off him and whacks it in for 4, game over.
I mean, obviously now that's just 1 point from the last three home matches. Yeah. Is that obviously a concern for you?
That we have, we're not gelling together. I don't know what it is. I mean, people are, well, we missed Jamie today. We didn't miss Jamie at all today. We had chances, we had plenty of chances, but we didn't convert them. But it was poor all round.
I mean, obviously now we've got some more home games coming up as well. I mean, home form does seem to be a little bit of a concern at the moment, doesn't it, really? I mean, away from home, we seem to be getting results, picking them up, and it's just not happening at home, is it, for some reason? Is there any particular reason for that you can...
No, I mean, if I knew, Ricky, let's be honest, if I knew, I could do something about it. But, I mean, when we were 3-1 down, and I had Graham Cagle warmed up to come on, I was going to take a defender off and go three up front and see if we could get something. But then we scored the goal. I think, well, if I do that and they get another one, that's going to kill us off. So we kept that straight. And then, you know, like I say, Steve... You know, Steve's been great all season. He gives the ball away and that's it.
I mean, it just seems at the moment it's not quite happening, is it, for us?
No, it's not quite happening at the back. It's certainly not happening in the middle of the park. And, you know, up front, I mean, they scored a great goal. Then we scored a great goal. Young Chris Dickinson scored a great goal. And then we give a sloppy goal away. And then we give a third goal away just after half-time, which put the dampers on it. But then to be fair, we started to play better. We started getting more out of the game and then, you know, give the goal away.
I mean, I guess, say, next week, it's another home game against Brandon.
Yeah, it'll be another hard game because, you know, at the moment, when you're not winning, you're not playing well, all games are hard because you look at it, you think, well, where can we go? Where can we go from here? What can we do? But very disappointed.
That's all we can do now, really, so just put this behind us and try and hopefully next week.
That's the same, but the problem is you've got all weekend to get over another bad result for us.
I mean, there's no midweek game. Are you going to organise something now?
Or? We're training. I've just told all the players that we're training on Wednesday night. I was going to give them a week off. If we'd have done well today and won, you know, for the last 8 weeks, we've been every Monday and Wednesday. And for the next 6 weeks, it's every Monday and Wednesday as well. So
it's a busy schedule, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a busy schedule. But, you know, you look forward and see what we can do in the next game.
OK. All right, thanks a lot, Pete.
Cheers, Rick.